Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Welcome, everybody, to the Mojo Sports Show. I'm your host, Mr. Mojo, with the NFL Draft Special. Welcome. Thank you for joining me on this late night, Thursday night for the draft. We have an unbelievable draft. I mean, everybody's mocks have blown up pretty much at this point. I mean, the trades, the surprise picks, the falls, Tunzel falls to 13. Bosa going 3, Dallas taking Elliott over Ramsey. I mean, we're going to go through everything tonight. But I want to start off right now. It was live. There was actually a trade just made. Denver traded up with Seattle for the 26th pick. So now Denver pick will pick. Looks like they're going for a quarterback. I mean, it's pretty obvious that's what they're going for here, a quarterback. And so we'll see who they take here. Is it going to be Connor Cook? Is it going to be somebody else? Is it going to be Paxton Lynch? I mean, I heard they love Connor Cook, but I would think it's going to be Paxton Lynch, I mean, personally, because that's who I know they were really looking at. So the pick is in, so that pick should be coming in any minute. We're going to get right to that pick. And then we're going to just start going through the whole first round, and it's been a crazy first round, let me tell you. We have a lot of surprise picks, some guys slipping, some guys going earlier than we thought. The wide receiver run just now with 4 receivers just went in a row. I'm sorry, 3 receivers went in a row and 2 DBs. So this has been a really interesting draft. And so let's see right now. Denver's on the clock here. Let's see who Denver's going to take. Pick is in. Let's see who they're going to take. Doing a live pick here. They're announcing the pick right now. We're just doing this live, a live pick right on the Mojo Sports Show.
Thank you.
Let's see who he's taking.
2016 NFL Draft. The Denver Broncos select
Paxton Lynch to the Denver Broncos at 26. A big trade up. They got their quarterback. They wanted a quarterback, and they got their quarterback. That's who they wanted. And they have just landed their quarterback. Big move. I don't know what Denver gave up. I'm going to get the information shortly on what Denver gave up. And then, you know, we'll see what they gave up, and then we'll start analyzing. But we're going to start getting through the picks in a second. So big move. A big move for Denver, trading up as expected. They traded in. And so we're going to – all right, so let's just get right to the draft. I'm actually waiting for PDV. He's texting me right now. PDV is going to join us in a second. He'll be going over the NFL draft with us. We'll be going pick by pick. So I'm going to start it off until PD calls in. I'm going to start it off right now. So the first pick, obviously, was Jared Goff, as expected. He went 1. Then Carson Wentz went number 2, as expected. Then the fun started. So then here you go. You have Joey Bosa going 3. Now, everybody thought San Diego might take Stanley or they may take Ramsey there, and they took Joey Bosa, who people weren't expecting, at 3, I don't think. I think he went a little earlier than everybody expected. So that was kind of a surprise. Then at 4, Ezekiel Elliott went to Dallas. Now, everybody thought maybe Dallas was going to take Jared Ramsey, and they didn't go with Ramsey. So, you know, that was a shocker, too. Then Ronnie Stanley went to Baltimore. DeForest Buckner went to San Francisco. Conklin to Tennessee, who traded up with Cleveland. Tennessee traded a 3rd-round pick and a 2nd this year and a 2 and 17 along with their 1 to Cleveland to move up for Conklin.
And this is where the Tunsil fall started. And everybody was like, what's going on? And then the Bears shocked everybody by trading back and Leonard Floyd, trading up for Leonard Floyd with Tampa dropping two spots. They jumped ahead of the Giants. The Giants wanted him. They jumped right ahead of the Giants and grabbed him. And then the Giants got Eli Apple. I actually have a call. We're going to take a call in while I'm going through this right now. So, Jeff from Long Island, what's going on?
I don't believe it. What's up, buddy?
How you doing, man?
Doing good. One word about this pick. What do you think? Eli Apple? Is they pick him just because his name is Eli or what?
You know, I kind of think they might. I kind of think maybe they went a little early on him. And I think if they really liked him, which there's not wrong with it. Eli Apple's a good player. And, you know, I thought he would go in the top 50, top 20 at least, top 15 maybe. But they could have probably traded down a little, maybe got a third rounder and still got him a few slots down.
Yeah, that's what
I think, too. I was actually surprised they passed on Tunsil. I didn't think they were going to pass on Tunsil there. I was kind of stunned at that one.
Very stunned at that. I would have liked Tunsil, but like you said, you never know. A lot of people said the same thing about Beckham. I was one of them. I thought they reached a little on him, and now look.
And that panned out, right? I mean, everybody wanted the Giants to get Zach Martin, who's turned into a Pro Bowler.
Yes.
Pro Bowler himself. And, you know, so, and they ended up taking Beckham, which ended up being a great move, Bob. So,
exactly. And then I took Beckham in my Madden draft and then traded him to you like a moron.
Well, listen, you got quantity. You got quantity in that deal. You got three players.
Yeah.
In that trade.
I got Roddy White, who's going to retire, and Darrell Revis is going to retire.
You got Revis, and you got the offensive lineman, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that was the guy I was holding tight on. I didn't want to give him up. Offensive lineman.
So, overall, are you happy
with the pick?
Well, Apple, when it was Sean Harris, he's a big guy, though, right? He's like 6'2", 250 or something?
Yeah, he's a big guy. He's a big kid. He's definitely a big kid. He's, you know, listen, a lot of people liked him over Hargraves because of the size. They're saying Hargraves could be a little small. I'm surprised Mackenzie Alexander's slipping like he is. That's another guy.
Oh, true.
But, yeah, he's 6 foot. 6 foot, what, five, 195, I mean, 199, Eli Apple.
Okay. You know, Giants gave up the second most all time of the Giants ever giving up passing yards and touchdowns. So, you know, I don't mind more corners. We need more corners.
Yeah, listen, they signed Jenkins. They got him. They got, you know, they also have DMC over there, right? So Dominic Rodgers Camardi. So now the Giants got a secondary. They signed Vernon. They signed Snack Harrison. So now the Giants built in their D. Now they need a linebacker. They got to get a linebacker in the second round. I mean, enough of this not taking linebacker chunk with the Giants because, you know, I kind of thought Darren Lee might have been a good pick for them at their spot. The Jets ended up getting him at 20.
Oh, the guy that
had – yeah, I kind of thought he might have been a good pick. So, and you know, so
need a safety too, right? And they need a safety, a hard hitting safety.
They need a safety as well. This has been a pretty crazy draft. I mean, all the mocks have blown up at this point. I mean, you know, nobody was expecting some of these picks that happened. And the guys that slipped, I mean, Tunsil with the whole picture of him smoking out of a bong. You know, that surface made him slip to 13. I mean, 2 weeks ago, Tunsil was the number one pick in the draft before all these trades happened.
That's why I still would have picked him from the Giants. I don't get it.
Yeah, I kind of think the Giants maybe should have. But that ain't the Giant way to go after a guy like that. You know, guy they see any trouble, the Giants usually stay clear. And, you know, Dallas taking Elliott over Ramsey. I mean, you can't go wrong either way there, but I'm surprised. I thought if Ramsey went to San Diego, then Dallas would have took Elliott, but I didn't think they would take him over Ramsey. And, you know, I see how that works for Dallas. They have, you know, Morris and McFadden. Obviously, Elliott gives them a different dimension. But passing on a guy like Ramsey, to me, Ramsey was the best player in the draft, in my opinion.
I'm glad Dallas didn't get him. I was hoping, you know, Elliott, you know, they were talking about how he would make the Giants so much better, him, Beckham, and Manning. But I'm glad that Dallas took him instead of having to face that line, that end. What's his name?
Oh, Ramsey? Yeah, the corner.
Ramsey, yeah. Instead of having to face him twice a year, I'd rather face Elliott. He doesn't scare me as much.
Well, Ramsey would have been locked in on Beckham. They would have had that little match up there with Beckham going in.
Exactly.
You know? So, but, you know, you got to be happy. You know, you got a corner, so, you know, you got a good player. So, you know, wait and see. I guess you got to wait and see. Hopefully he turns into something and he's, you know, he don't want to. You know, the thing is with these drafts, you know, half of these guys ain't even going to pan out for their team. So that's the
crazy
part of it all. So you got to hope certain guys pan out, right?
And the second round is not
right
now. Tomorrow, right?
Let's do a live. Let's do a live pick right now. The Packers. Kenny Clark, defensive tackle from UCLA to Green Bay.
The Green Bay.
Wow, I thought they would take. Yeah, I thought they were going to take Billings, but. So Kenny Clark. So that's it. So we got
the second round is not till tomorrow, right?
The what?
The second round tomorrow, right?
Second and third tomorrow. Second and third round tomorrow, and then fourth through seven on Saturday.
Oh, nothing on Sunday?
Nothing on Sunday. No, not like it used to be. Remember, it used to be like that, but now it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like that.
Okay. All right, buddy. Well, I hope you have a good rest of the show. I'll be listening, and great.
Thank
you. I'll see you this weekend. I'll be in Jersey.
Yeah, I'll see you Saturday, right, at the party.
Yep, exactly. Can't wait.
Yeah, definitely. We'll have a drink.
We'll have more than one, I'll tell you that much.
And we'll talk about the draft, definitely, my man.
All right. Right now, I'm watching the Capitals Penguins overtime.
Oh, they're in overtime, huh?
Yeah, great game.
I had the draft in the Hawks game on side-by-side tonight.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations on your Hawks.
Thank you. Have Monday to Cavs. So,
and that's
now,
not going to be
easy, but
you
never
draft
know. The rest of the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good luck, buddy. I'll see you Saturday, and I'll listen to the rest of the show. Good luck.
Thank you, buddy. I'll see you soon. Thanks for the call.
Bye. You're welcome. Bye.
Jeff from Long Island, big Giant fan, calling in. He's not so happy with the pick. You know, it's a wait-and-see pick, so we're going to see what happens there. But, you know, I think they might have reached a little there. But we'll see. You know, you never know. All right, we bring PDVs on the line. I'm going to bring PDV in now, a football analyst. PD, what's going on, man?
What a wild draft, right?
This is crazy, right?
Yeah. You guys get, like, the second-best player in the draft at number 13. I mean, you got to be happy.
Yeah, I mean, that's a stunner. I couldn't believe he slipped. I mean, that's, you know, I knew he would drop, especially when that pitcher came up, but the 13 was a little crazy.
Have you ever seen anything more wild? There was a video also. The timing, too. Yeah? The day of the draft. How crazy is this? It's been a wacky draft.
Well, something came out about him today, right? Didn't something come out about
There was a video with him with a bomb.
Stepfather or something?
Well, yeah, he and his stepfather having, like, a dispute, was going to sue him or something like that. So, yeah.
Crazy. I guess it was the stepfather who did this.
Yeah, I mean, we came to that conclusion also.
Yeah, he probably had the old pictures and the old video, and he posted it, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like a money grab to me.
I think the Dolphins must have bribed his father to do that. They're like, you know what, forget about your son. We'll give you so much money to put out the video so he makes it to us.
You're right, they may have. It wouldn't shock me. But I'm glad
they
did. I'm glad they did. But yeah, so it's been a crazy draft. I was just going through some of the picks. So let's go through some together.
Absolutely.
So, all right, so obviously the first two, we knew what the first two were, obviously, the two quarterbacks, Goff and Wentz.
The best spotted at number three, really, in this one.
And then the first surprise was Bosa, right, at three. I mean, we knew we'd go top five or six.
Never seen any mocks with Bosa going to three anywhere.
Yeah, everywhere I heard it was either going to, they really loved Buckner, actually, right? So that was the stunner there, because I don't think anybody was expecting that. And if anybody tells you that, they're lying, right? I mean, because
exactly.
That was pretty much a stunning pick. And then Dallas took Elliott over Ramsey. What did you think of that? Was that a good move for them, or do you think they should have went with the defensive player?
He's a good player, you know, but, you know, if it was me, I'm taking Ramsey. But you know what? You can't go wrong. Elliott's going to be a great player. I mean, he fits. You know, you want to keep Romo standing, you know, standing. Not a bad idea to end 20, 25 times a game.
Yeah, behind that line, you really can't say, right? Anything behind that line. It's just been a trade. San Francisco moved up with Kansas City, so San Francisco's on the clock now. So they must have somebody they're targeting right now. Probably the quarterback. Probably the other quarterback, I bet you.
Connor Cook or Hackenberg, who do you think they're trading up for you?
Yeah, one of those bums. Now, one of those guys.
One of those guys is going to be free agents in about 5 years, okay?
So Miles Jack looks like he might slip into the second round here.
Maybe I've seen the Niners traded into this pick. The Niners have been linked to Miles Jack the whole draft. Maybe they traded into the late in the first round there to get him.
Maybe they traded up to him right now, exactly. We're going to see they're on the pick. The pick is in. So we're going to see. This is good. This is good live picks on the show. I love this right now. So while we're waiting for the pick, let's keep going through it a little. So we got Stanley and Dick to Baltimore, right?
That was a great pick. We were all thinking Amdiche to Baltimore. Someone would trade into that spot, but you know, Stanley was their guy.
And then Buckner, who's been pretty much tied to San Francisco, the whole process goes to San Francisco.
Yeah, Chip Curry's guys.
And then Tennessee trades up for Conklin, and they gave up a three this year and a two next year. They moved from 15 to 8. And then, hold on. So here's the trade. They're announcing it.
He got
NFL draft. The San Francisco 49ers select
Joshua Garnett, guard. They took.
Oh, the guard from
San Francisco.
Yeah.
Joshua Garnett in San Francisco. So now, there's three picks left, Arizona, Carolina, and Seattle left. So San Francisco, I'm thinking San Francisco traded their 37th pick in this trade. I mean, I haven't gotten confirmation yet. You know, the second round, number 37 overall. I would think that pick is involved in this trade, though.
Yeah, what else?
And don't be surprised if you see a couple more trade downs now, you know, because teams might not like somebody. I could see somebody jumping up to Jack.
I kind of thought the 49ers might have been doing that to jump up for Jack, but
a lot of teams took him off their draft board. They have to see something in their medical report that they don't like.
Yeah. Well, he's another draft shock. The day of the draft, he goes and says he may need microfracture surgery in 3 years.
I don't know how crazy I am about this trade for San Francisco. I think they might have been able to get this guy if they stayed put, if they really wanted.
I agree 100% with you. Yeah.
I mean, what did they give you is the big question.
You would think it would be significant to get in the first round.
Is this another Chip Kelly bonehead move? Is that what we just seen here?
Another Chip Kelly bonehead move, it may be.
There's still some good talent out there, too, going into the second round. Jared Reed is out there, too, still, right?
Yeah, he is. He's, what I was saying before, they're not a big run on defensive tackles this year.
Yeah, not yet. They might go to...
Going off the board. They really did.
Kevin Dodd is still out there. There's some decent talent out there, still.
Yeah. He's an ultra prospect, Amdiche. You know, you never know what he's going to be. It could be a beast.
The Bears jumped ahead of the Giants, right? And for Floyd, I think the Giants were going to take Floyd at that point.
Yeah, you think the Giants were going to take Floyd at number 10, huh?
But they only moved up two spots, and they gave up a 3 this year and a 2 next year. So they must have really loved them to move up two spots. That's a crazy.
They
that's
must have had him as one of their top 5 players.
Yeah, because that's a great trade for Tampa Bay. And then Tampa Bay still got Hargraves at 11. So what do you think about the Giants' pick of Apple? Because I had Jeff just called me, and he didn't like the pick. So
I think it's a reach. I mean, I still think Mackenzie Alexander might be a little bit better than Apple, but that's just me. You know,
I'm surprised
I mean,
he's still out there, Mackenzie Alexander.
Yeah, me too. Artie Burns just picked it ahead of him, which is, you know, project at this point.
Yeah, he went to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I can see Carolina maybe taking Mackenzie Alexander. That could be a good pick for Carolina there.
Yeah, a nice hometown pick too, you know. Probably had a lot of chances to see him. Got to like what you see on tape with him, though. I mean, he's a great player.
And then Rankins to the Saints at 12, which they needed defense. They needed a big man in the middle there, and they got the guy. And then we talked about Miami getting Tunsil at 13. I think that could be one of the steals of the draft, potentially.
I mean, that's value. That's the, you know, great value pick right there. I mean,
yeah, as long as you don't do anything stupid. But other than that, it could be a good move. And then your Raiders got the guy you love at 13. At 14. What do you feel about the Raiders? How do you feel about the Raiders pick?
Carl Joseph. Every time we've been on the podcast, I've been speaking.
Hello? I think I just lost PDV. I'm sure he's going to call right back. And then we'll pick up right where we left off. All right, so I'll wait for PDV to call back. So I got – when he calls back, we'll pick up the draft. Right now we have Arizona's on the clock with 3 minutes. The pick is in, so we're going to see who Arizona's about to take. This has just been a wacky draft. I mean, I'm looking – there's still some really good talent left in the draft. Yeah, PD's back. I'm going to pull PD back in. Hey, PD, what's going on?
Figures we get little technical difficulties when we talk about the Raiders.
It's all right. Anyway, so what do you feel? How do you feel about the Raiders pick?
I love Carl Joseph. I thought he was the top safety in the draft. I think he was a top 15-20 player on my board. So I love the big value wise. I love the player.
Well, your love for him was no secret during our mock draft.
No,
you
definitely
know?
Not. I kept on saying I was always worried Denver was going to pick him in late in the first. So, I mean, listen, get your guy.
Yeah.
I thought
they
were
going to
take. Yeah, I'm very happy. As a Raider fan, yeah, I like the player. Sometimes you don't draft for need, but you know what? You want to create competition all over the field. And you know what? I think it'll, as they said, as all the pundit said, he's going to probably be a day one starter, so you got to like that.
That's big, and that's what they need. They need the starters on defense, Oakland. So I think it's a great pick for the Raiders. And now we'll look ahead. We're going to look to the next pick. So now here you have the wide receivers kind of started going. Corey Coleman to Cleveland, and that was the trade where Cleveland traded down with Tennessee. And they get Coleman, the wide receiver, out of Baylor. How do you feel about him, the first receiver off the board?
I thought it was a little bit of a reach. I mean, most people would have Treadwell or Doxson ahead of him, but you can't. This is their job. I mean, the scouts they watch this guy. They like a certain guy from a certain system, or what he can do after the catch. And apparently, you know, that was their player. You know, we'll see in 2 years. We're moving on.
But Arizona just took Robert Nadici.
Yeah.
So he finally goes there. Nice spot for him, too, with a good defense.
Yeah.
A potential late-round steal there for Arizona. If he pans out, I mean, his upside is huge. So we'll see that. All right, so then Detroit took Decker, the offensive lineman.
actually called that pick. That was one of the picks I called. You can ask. I picked. I predicted a couple of them, but that only. I'm like 2 for 20.
I believe you. And then Neil, the safety to Atlanta. Yeah. I thought Atlanta was going linebacker for sure there, and they took the safety.
He's been linked to them in the last few days.
Yes. You're right.
Hi.
And then Indianapolis going with the center, Ryan Kelly, which is a good pick. They definitely need offensive line.
You know, just plug them in there.
They were probably sitting there begging that Tunzel fell to them, Indianapolis.
I wonder if the Raiders had Tunzel on the board. I wonder if the Dolphins didn't pick him if he was on their board. Something I'll probably never know.
Well, at some point, he had to be going soon at that point, because now it became the point where he slipped it too far.
Yeah.
Headache and all. I mean, the talent is there. And if he could pan out, you know, it's definitely a big deal.
I mean, he's a mammoth of man. Just look at him.
He really is. I mean, he's a physical specimen. He really is. If he could just stay off of the bong, he'll be fine, you know?
Yeah, stay away from the bong. I mean, or at least find out when they're testing you or something like that.
And we're going to talk about Buffalo. We're going to go into the Buffalo pick now, and we got guess who's on the line, Magic Mike. We're going to get him in here.
Magic Mike!
What's going on?
Magic Mike, what's going on, Mike?
Nothing, man. I'm in the Buffalo Bill War Room right now. We're celebrating.
So how do you feel about Shaq Lawson?
I think the Buffalo Bills made a smart move with he's a very big guy, 6'3" and 269, and he looks good. I mean, there's certain things I like about him, and there's certain things I don't like about him. But other than that, we needed a defensive end.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a good move for them. What'd you think, Pete?
Shaq Lawson, yeah, I mean, he was Rex was trying to create a smokescreen, playing mind games with the Jets, saying that he may take the quarterback, and the Jets didn't even want the quarterback, Paxton Lynch.
Yeah. Is Rex playing? You know Rex loved picking before the Jets. You just know he did.
Yeah, but and you knew he was going to take a defensive player no matter what he said. Didn't you call this pick for them, Magic Mike?
No, I didn't.
I thought they were going with
Treadwell. I know they looked at Treadwell, but.
Hey, listen. The only thing that I'm worried about
is his fatigue. He shows a lot of signs of fatigue as the game wears on at times. So that's what I think.
Well, Rex is good like that. Rex has a lot of guys. He rotates and interchanges guys, so he'll keep them fresh.
PDV, what do you think about all these trades?
It's been one of the most exciting drafts, ever. Yeah, it's been awesome. It's had so many twists and turns, trades, guys put out videos, parents suing each other, suing their sons. I mean, it's been a great day.
The worst draft that I ever was at was when they were here in the city. And I went to the Lossman when the Buffalo Bills traded to get Lossman. That annoyed the hell out of me.
Hey, listen. Sometimes you're not gonna get everybody you want, right?
We got Lee Evans. I liked Evans. I thought Evans was good. And then the next thing I know, we traded and we got Lossman. Lossman turned out to be a bum.
Yeah, listen, like I said, not everybody pans out. But you got somebody good, and today
Giants fans are upset with Apple. They don't like Apple.
Yeah, a lot of the Giant fans are pissed off. I see it on Facebook. I see it on Twitter.
My
Giant
feed,
fans ain't happy.
Right.
We're going to have a Giant fans revolt. I was sitting with a Giant fan who was crushed that they didn't take a linebacker. Crushed. Simply crushed.
Yeah. How's he doing in Staten Island right now? Is he on the edge right now, or is he happy? Is he
pretty much as you would expect?
He just can't believe they didn't take a linebacker again. That's what it is, right?
Yeah, he wanted Lee, and then he had to watch the Jets go draft.
And now
he
had to watch
the
Jets get him. Yeah, that's you know. But speaking of the Jets took him next. The next pick was Darren Lee.
He's a great player. I think he's going to be one of the top linebackers in this draft. Typical Jet pick.
So now you're looking at it.
I think the Eagles, and by the way, it was funny when you were on the show before and you were telling the Eagles, you know, what the Eagles picked. I don't think really anyone really cared.
I was actually on the Totally Driven radio show tonight, and they said I announced the pick right as it happened on the show tonight. I was actually on the show when the pick took place. They wanted to know the pick. I mean, it was pretty obvious.
I heard the pick from your TV.
Yeah, I put it loud so they could try to hear it online. The thing was, we had a special guest on as well, and so I didn't want to interrupt her either. So I was waiting, you know, when she stopped. Then
yeah, Kristen, Kristen Burnt, yep.
Kristen Burnt, yeah. So then when they got to me. Then I was able to cut in and just, you know, announce the pick, and then we went from there. I heard.
It was you did a great job tonight on the show.
Yeah, it was good. I had a good time.
The Rams picking Jared Goff was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think it was pretty obvious when they traded up. I mean, it's typical Jeff Fisher, the maggot. He had to take the full 10 minutes. Like, you just traded your whole future for the pick, and now you're going to play games with who you're picking? He's a typical weasel, Jeff Fisher. I can't stand him. I really can't.
Yeah, later, either later or tomorrow night, I'll be listening to Jody. Well, probably tomorrow night, I'll be listening to Jody Mack, and I want to hear what his response is about getting Wentz. As I was listening to the Buffalo.
Hey, Pete, remember Jody Mack do me a favor? Pete, remember Jody Mack do me a favor, Pete?
Why not?
Petey.
Yo, sorry. I was getting on Joe.
Remember
Jody
Mack do me a favor?
Oh, Jody Mack, remember when we gave him our trade proposals?
Yeah, we used to call him up and give him trade proposals and stuff. That was fun. We used to call him all the time, Mike. We used to call Jody Mack on the weekends all the time.
So did I. I used to call Jody Mack at midnight, and we used to talk about the Mets, and we used to talk about.
I like when he did
the
fantasy roundup.
I used to have good memories of the fan when I used to listen to it call up some of the hosts, you know?
Yeah. Like you do now, here.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying it was different back then, because back then I would call up, like, Steve Summers, and
well, he'd
say...
be on hold for, like, an hour back then.
Right, and then he'd say something like this. He'd say, Mike, in Staten Island, you're on the fan. Good evening, it's 12:03, and how you be?
Yeah. Well, Vernon Butler to Carolina, defensive tackle.
Yeah,
Seattle will close out the first round here.
Mr. Mojo, how does Miles Jack to the Rams sound? We were just talking about that with Duda Brown, the UCLA connection, another California kid.
Well, when do they pick again, the Rams? I don't think they have a pick right now
Joe, they don't have the first pick in the second
round.
They
traded their pick.
Yeah.
Tennessee has three early twos. That could be a spot right there. Tennessee possibly. Or maybe Dallas.
Are you guys shocked that Jalen Ramsey went down a little bit?
Well, listen, it's all talent at the top of the draft. I thought he should have been taken 3 or 4, but listen, there's a lot of talent at the top of the draft. They all got good players.
The Cowboys, if the Cowboys didn't, the Cowboys should have taken, you know, could have taken him. I shouldn't say should.
The Cowboys were the team that probably should have took him, and then it would have been interesting to see the bidding war to move up to get.
You know, the Buffalo Bills were looking at Vernon Butler as well.
Yeah, well, they got the Shaq, so you should be happy with your pick.
No, I am. I think it's you know, but you never know. You know, now if it's me in the second and third round, I would go for an O lineman. I would go for a wide receiver. I would try to get something. You know, maybe how many rounds is left? 4, 5?
Oh, 6 rounds. It's 7 rounds total. So after today, there'll be 6 rounds. There'll be 2 more rounds tomorrow, and then 4 rounds on Saturday.
All right. So what I would do is I'd probably get a quarterback as well. Take a quarterback, a DT, probably an offensive line, wide receiver. I think we should be all right with it.
You just drafted a whole football team.
Yeah, right. I hit every. You're right. I did.
Perfect world. Everybody will get 7 starters out of the draft, right? But you're lucky, really, if you get 3, 2 or 3. I mean, you want to get at least 3 out of the draft. It's possible. I mean, not as
yeah,
long as
I think so. I think so. I think Shaq Lawson is going to do good. You know, I'd like to actually. All kidding aside, I'd like to see the Eagles, go all the way with Carson Wentz.
Well, you know, I'm sure.
What do you guys think about Ezekiel Elliott
going?
What do you think about Ezekiel Elliott going to the Cowboys?
He's a stud. He's a star. He's going to be a star running back, in my opinion. I think especially behind Dallas's offensive line. I mean, he could have a monster year right off the bat. I think it's a good move. You know, like I said, I thought they would take Ramsey, but you can't argue. They got a top running back, and with that line, it takes the pressure off Romo. You know, I think it's a good move.
I think the Raiders did very good with Carl Joseph.
Yeah, I was pumping up those tires pretty much ever since the mock started coming out. Very happy with
him. You know the old saying, it's certain guys you need to leave a draft with, right? And certain guys you want to leave a draft with.
Very rarely it happens, you know, when your team picks the guy you really want them to.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean,
yeah,
before the draft,
sometimes
you would have told me
stuck.
Miami was
going to
get
Tunsil,
I would have been like, you're crazy.
And and by the way, that whole Tunsil thing, somebody said that wasn't him. Somebody said that his agent said that it was a picture of a man. It wasn't him.
Well, I think he's a man too, though. Seriously, I heard Miami might have leaked that footage.
Yeah. Get the man
child. Right, to scare everybody off, right?
The mountain of a man, the dancing bear.
Seattle's pick is in. So now you'll have all night. You'll have the debate going into tomorrow of who's Cleveland going to take with that pick. And Cleveland and Tennessee and Dallas will be the first 3 picks tomorrow. So.
Yeah, but do you think these guys, when they trade up, do you think they're giving away too much?
Well,
some of these trades have been ridiculous this year. This year it's been a little over the top. Some of these trades tonight were really crazy. These teams got fleeced.
Yeah. They came out of left field, too, all these trades.
Jermaine,
you got to give credit to the general managers, too.
So
don't stop.
What?
You're going to hear me lose my mind in about 5 minutes.
So, Pete, Miles Jack is flipped out of the first round. What do you think of that?
I hope Cleveland takes him. They have the first pick in the second round, right?
Well, yeah, they're saying more than half the teams don't even have him on their draft board.
Wow.
It's just crazy. That's pretty crazy. It was a guy who didn't, if any injuries didn't come up, he could have been the first pick after the quarterback. And now he's in the second round. I'm sure he's going to go somewhere in the second round. It's just a question of who. Maybe somebody really wants to take a chance and jumps up for him.
The guy I'm looking at for the Raiders in the second round is linebacker Sua Craven from USA. Hopefully he'll make it to us. We have him plugged in the middle for us.
Yeah, I'd love to see the Dolphins take Mackenzie Alexander if he's still there.
There you go.
He would be a perfect fit for what they need right now. But we'll see. You don't know who's going to go. They're still like 10 to 12 picks. All right, so after the Jets took Darren Lee, then Washington and Houston made a trade. Houston traded a sixth-round pick to move up one spot, and they took Will Fuller. I guess they were scared Washington was going to take him. And then Washington took Doc.
Or maybe Cincinnati was talking about trading up with them. I don't know. Weird trade.
Yeah. And Doxon to Washington, and then Treadwell to Minnesota. So Treadwell ends up the fourth receiver taken, and everybody thought he might have been the first. He was the fourth, which was pretty
amazing,
crazy.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And then William Jackson the third goes to Cincinnati, who I think they snaked Pittsburgh. They knew Pittsburgh probably wanted him.
Yeah, they snaked him from Pittsburgh. They definitely did.
And then Pittsburgh took Artie Burns, which still fills a big need for them. They needed a corner. And then Denver trades up for Paxton Lynch to Seattle. And then Clark, the defensive tackle, to Green Bay. I thought Billings is another guy who slipped into the second round, huh?
Yeah. He's a huge three-gap player for Baylor. We all thought he was going to go in the first round, and he may be one of the better players available.
Yeah.
And that trade with the Ravens and the Broncos wasn't bad. I mean, the Broncos only gave up that wasn't too bad. The Ravens, what do you call it, get a fourth round pick, and if the Broncos get a fifth round pick, that's not bad.
Oh, and that swap, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad. That wasn't a big move. That wasn't a big price for them to pay. And San Francisco took Garrett, the guard, and Arizona, Nabici, Carolina, Vernon Butler, and then Jermaine Effetti to close it out for Seattle. But now the fun, now it starts. Who's still left? Who's out there? Who's still available? So obviously the big name everybody's looking at is Miles Jack right now, but honestly, he may fall even further at this point. It looks like nobody wants him.
Yeah.
I mean, if this guy's going to need microfracture surgery, he's not going to go. He may go late two, early three at this point. And so it's looking, you know, you got some good players, some good defensive players still in this draft. You're going to have some good running backs.
Henry.
Corners, you got Mackenzie Alexander still out there, Xavier Howard, the corner, Kendall Fuller. So you got some decent corners still out there for the second round. And then let's look at the linebackers that are still available. So you got obviously Miles Jack, Reggie Ragland, another guy who slipped. Right?
Yeah. Sean Robinson's still there too.
Yeah, so there is a lot of talent still left in this draft for the second round right now. I mean, there's talent throughout the draft, but there's some good, really good first-round people who thought were first-round picks still out there.
Dodd? Yeah, no one took Dodd either.
Dodd's another guy. Yeah, I mean,
no,
there's some good talent out there. I mean, Ragland, he had a medical red flag today. Came up on Ragland, too.
Yeah.
So that's why he slipped, and he's now slipped. Noah Spence is another guy.
Yeah, I see that. Noah Spence, exactly.
So there's plenty of talent out there.
Who do you want the Raiders to get, you said, Pete?
Sue Craven, the linebacker out of USC. I mean, I think they need a linebacker at this point.
Yeah.
For the draft.
Yeah, he's still out there. He's a potential first-round pick.
Yeah, or one of the defensive tackles slips touch to Jones from Mississippi State. Been linked to the Raiders. I know they had him in for a few workouts. And maybe they're the team that breaks through and takes Miles Jack. So I don't know. I mean, if he slips to them, it's a need on the team.
Yeah, and I heard a lot of Miami with Jack before the draft, so that could be a guy they look at too. But, you know, these teams got to see something if this guy's in the second round.
Yeah.
There's a big issue here. This guy would have been gone. And now you have two potential first-round picks in Jack and Ragland, two potential first top 15 picks still alive in the second round. So, I'll tell you, the second round
it's
is pretty loaded.
A juicy second and third round, I'll tell you right now.
It really is going to be a juicy second round tomorrow. We might have to do a second round mock. So what do you think? Let's see. So all right, let's see. Who do we think made a good pick here, and who do we think? Let's name a couple of teams that we think like really made out here, and let's make a couple of teams that we think might have reached or didn't take, or maybe made a questionable pick here.
Well, I like San Diego taking both. I mean, it's obvious, but I mean, he's first real player off the board, but. The fact that no one had him linked to them and he actually took them, you know, to me is. Yeah.
I love Jacksonville getting Ramsey. I really, I think he fell right into their lap. He really did.
Yeah. I also like Tampa Bay getting Vernon Hargraves. You know?
Yeah, another good pick. I mean, another guy who slipped.
And they picked up some picks along the way. They're doing so. So, I mean, you got to like what they did.
I think Doodoo Brown wanted Hargraves, didn't he?
He wanted Hargraves, yeah, and he really wanted Darren Lee. I mean, I got to be honest with you. He was pumping Darren Lee's tires and.
It's another Lee. Remember, he was crushed over not getting Sean Lee years ago, and now he's going to have Darren Lee to talk about.
Yeah, it's the whole Lee thing.
Yeah, the whole Lee thing. He's crushed.
I don't even think he'd be happy if they picked up Sean Lee at this point of his career. He wants some young blood in that giant cauldron.
So I'll tell you, the first round moves faster than I thought. I thought it would be past 12 o'clock.
After, like, the 17th pick, it went quick. It went pretty quick. All the beggars went. They got their time. They were bad. And then they moved along.
It would have went even longer if that swine didn't take 10 minutes on the first pick.
Mr. Mediocre.
Jeff Fisher. The most mediocre, overrated coach in the NFL, without a doubt. Defensive tackle. So, Ayshawn Robinson is still out there. Andrew Billings is still out there.
What about Jaron Reed?
Jaron Reed is still out there. Yeah, I was just looking. Wow, he's still out there as well. There are some really good defensive players out there.
Jaron Reed, I've seen him play for Alabama. He's good. He's a defensive tackle. He's really good.
Yeah, I mean, there is some major talent still out there in this draft.
Magic Mike is still out there.
Magic Mike is a steal
at this point.
Did you guys ever create a player for any sport and then put your name to it? And then when you got drafted, you're like, it's the best thing that ever happened, right?
Yeah, listen, there's no better day than the draft.
I'm disappointed. There's no second and third round right now. I'm really revved up. You know.
Yeah, I could actually go for a second.
Tomorrow night we have to wait. The Buffalo Bills get the we pick at 49. So.
So who do you think, Steve? Who do you think's the best running back available still? Is it Henry? Is it Booker? Dixon? Who do you like?
Yeah, I like Henry. I mean, but that's kind of an obvious pick. And I also like Dixon also. And,
yeah, I could see Henry going within the first 10 to 12 picks of the second round.
Yeah. Or maybe someone trades up to get him.
Yeah, or somebody moves up. Yeah, he's definitely going to go. Hunter Henry's another guy, the tight end. He's probably going to go.
Yeah, not many tight end prospects in this draft, so he's going to go soon.
Yeah, who would be a fit for him? Let's see what team's tight end needy here in the second round. Let's see. San Diego, maybe with Gates retiring?
Yeah, they just lost LaDarius Green also, so it's still
that could be a spot for him right there.
Chicago needs a tight end.
They just traded theirs.
And where does Braxton Miller go? Does he go in the second, third, or later? What do you think about Braxton Miller?
Well, the way the receivers are shaking out, I'm thinking he's going in the second round.
Yeah. I mean, you still have him. You have Michael Thomas is still out there, Sterling Shepard, Tyra Cooper. So you still got some good ones. Tyler Boyd. You still got some decent receivers out there. So,
Tyler Boyd would be a nice pickup for some team in the second round.
Yeah, he really would be.
Maybe a Dolphins over
there. Rashad Higgins. I think Miami's more likely. Miami, if they don't get a corner, they're more likely to go after Henry or one of these running backs, I think. If Henry's there, I think Miami would take Henry. I think if Henry's there, Miami's going to jump all over him.
Oh, absolutely. It's a good shot of him being there. Would they pick eighth or ninth in the second round? Because I know they flip-flop them if you're tied.
11th.
Yeah, because I know they flip-flop.
The Bears are before them. The Bears might look for a running back. So the Bears are a team to watch there. But other than the Bears, I don't see another team. Well, maybe Baltimore.
Baltimore.
If they really want the guy, they can move up. I mean, they can move up, too. So.
Out of the quarterbacks, who do you think is going to be picked?
Out of who?
Out of these quarterbacks, who do you think is the best one to go?
Or maybe Connor Cook.
Probably Connor Cook, right?
Connor Cook, Christian Hackenberg will be out there or for some team.
I mean, who's the quarterback needy teams right now?
Let's see. Well, I know the Buffalo Bills.
Dallas could take a quarterback. They're going to need to get someone young in that system.
Yeah, Dallas could take Connor Cook right there, but you know what? Dallas has to go defense. Dallas didn't take defense in the first round. They have to take defense.
The Rams need a quarterback.
Who?
The Rams. Oh wait,
Rams?
They got a quarterback.
And the Rams just took
a quarterback with their first pick.
They got
Rams
a quarterback.
A quarterback.
They said on their board they needed it, but I think they need to get rid of that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, there is a shitload of talent left in this draft right now.
Devontae Booker's another good running back to look out for, too.
But by the way, how funny is it? That every year they pick out of what the hell's his name? How come his name went blank in my the commissioner?
Roger Goodell.
Yeah. The commissioner
they get
booed for years.
Boo the crap out of him.
In every sport, they get booed. The commissioners.
It's funny because they cheered him for the first pick, and he didn't know how to react. I was looking at the TV. I was like, wow, he doesn't know how to react to being cheered. It was funny, actually.
Yeah, he's not used to it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's comical. But I think the Buffalo, well, I know the Buffalo Bills need quarterbacks, so the Buffalo Bills are going to be in line.
Well, Mikey, thanks for calling in, Mike. I appreciate the call.
Not a problem. I love listening to your show, PDV. You're very insightful, as always. And, you know, Mojo, you're not too bad yourself, my friend.
Appreciate your input.
Okay,
I'll speak
guys,
to you on
take
Saturday.
It easy. Let's
circle
the wagons for the Buffalo Bills.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right, no problem. Bye-bye.
Hey, Petey.
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm here.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, all right? And then we'll be right back in a few minutes, all right?
We got to pay the bills. I got you.
All right. Less than 5 minutes.
Attention sports fans, collectors, hobbyists, and autograph seekers. Are you looking for the best in sports cards and collectibles? The only name you need to know is Carl's. That's right, Carl's Cards and Collectibles in Havertown, PA not only has the best collection of sports memorabilia, cards, games, used merchandise, and autograph signings of top professional athletes, he also does custom framing too. Go to carlscards.com or like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Carl's Cards. That's Carl's Cards and Collectibles, 22 West Eagle Road in Havertown, PA. Remember, Carl's, the only... Today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Mojo Sports Show, the NFL Draft Special, Mojo's with TDV, talking NFL. So, Petey.
Yo, this is Doodoo.
Oh, Doodoo Brown, what's going on, Doodoo?
What's going on, man?
What are you doing? What do you think of the first round?
I knew it would be crazy, but this is great. It's actually living up to my expectations.
It's been a crazy first round, right?
It has. And I thought it would be, but, man, this is great. Like, a lot of action.
A lot of surprises, too, right? A lot of picks we weren't expecting at the time.
When you watch these mock drafts for months and months and months, it's almost like they program you to think that certain players are going to go to certain places. And every year, you'll always have guys go places you wouldn't expect, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And it started early with both going to San Diego.
Yeah, and, you know, everybody had them either Tunsil or Ramsey, and they went Bosa.
Yeah, it was crazy. Then you heard Stanley, then you heard they loved Buckner, and it was Bosa all along with that guy.
As you were watching, I called Stanley to Baltimore to pee. I said, Stanley's going to go to Baltimore, and boom, they just...
Yeah, it's a perfect fit.
Yeah,
it's a perfect spot for him.
What?
It's a perfect spot for him, too. It protects
Flacco.
It's a good spot.
Yeah. And
What do you think of the Giants pick?
Well, it's not who I wanted, but it does address a need. I mean, they only have two good corners on the roster, and that's DLC and Jenkins. And DLC's contract's up in 2 years. And you never have enough corners. And he's taller than Audrey.
Now they got three nice corners.
I mean, I know, you know, everybody wanted this one, that one, but sometimes you really don't know how these guys are going to turn out. And I wanted Conklin, but he wasn't there anyway. And I really wanted a linebacker. Hopefully they address one. I mean, they addressed the line through free agency. They got three starting corners now. You know, it's time to address the linebacker position. But I wouldn't be shocked if they go wide receiver or defensive end in the second round.
Well, there's a lot of good ends and still a lot end tackles left in this draft. Defensive tackles.
Yeah, no, there are. There are. There's plenty of linebackers. There's plenty of defensive talent. Plenty of it.
Yeah, there's going to be a big run on defense early in the second round, I think. I think all these guys are going to start getting off. And then you see guys slipping. I mean, obviously the injuries, Jack and Raglan slip. And then you have the off-the-field issues and Noah Spence people are scared of. So you got certain guys slipping because of either off the field or injuries.
I don't think Spence gets past the middle of the second round. I got to think he goes fairly early in the second.
Yeah, I got to think he goes pretty early in the round, too. And I kind of think you'll probably see, like, Mackenzie Alexander go fairly early. And Kevin Dodd, you know, guys like that. And then and some
yeah,
of those
don't be surprised if Jack go to the Cowboys.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me. And Jared Reed is going to probably go early, too, the defensive tackle.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jerry Jones loves the name, so probably he may go after a Jack. You know, like the Jack would probably be right up his alley.
Second round, he's a great pick.
Yeah, I mean, the second round, he got first round talent slipping to the second round here.
Yeah, top five
talent. It wouldn't shock me if somebody trades up for him right now. It wouldn't shock me. Because that's an elite talent. And then, what do you think of the Tunsil fall?
Well, I mean, I think he's a retard. I mean, you're a huge college prospect. Let's say whenever he filmed this. You know you got a shot at the NFL. I ain't even got a problem that the guy was smoking a bong. But you don't post it on social media. I mean, that's just poor judgment. It's, you know, that would definitely scare me away from a player.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, it could be a steal. They got to hope that he just, you know, he's nothing bad at it. You know, if he could hope.
He's got a lot of drama in his life now and stuff with the stepfather and, you know. You know, I could see why teams would pass on him.
Yeah, but I got to say, to get him at 13, though, is kind of a nice spot.
They have a huge need at the O-line. I mean, why not, I guess, at that point, you know. You know, the value of the pick there is, you know, no-brainer as far as value goes. I mean, just a month ago, he was the best player in this draft, right?
That's amazing how guys fall like that, right? So the sixth
every
play is
same thing happens.
The sixth play is that we're in the green room that didn't get picked tonight. Miles Jack, Chris Jones, Reggie Ragland, Jared Reed, A'shaun Robinson, and Kevin Dodd. So they'll all be coming back tomorrow hoping to get picked.
Yeah,
fairly
I mean,
early.
Jack especially. Jack, I mean, I don't know if he leaked out that news, or I got to think, you know, team doctors had to pick up that he would eventually need the microfracture, but,
yeah, and then
you know,
he just,
it comes
he
out.
It, so he probably didn't want to lie.
The day of the draft. Yeah, the day of the draft, you know. But in the second
Dallas,
round, I'd be all over him.
The St. Dallas tried to trade up for Paxton Lynch, and then they couldn't get him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, well, he looks real happy to be in Denver.
So what are you thinking? The Jets got Darren Lee, right? The guy you wanted to
I think that's a really good pick. I like Darren Lee a lot.
Yeah. The Jets ended up getting him. And then Treadwell, the fourth receiver off the board, right? Everybody thought he was going to be a top receiver.
Yeah.
He ends up going as the fourth receiver off the board.
That's how it is. You see, like, nobody – Eli Apple should be where he goes. This guy, you know, sometimes you just don't know what teams are really thinking in their war rooms, you know?
Well, Eli Apple has the size. So I guess the Giants had Apple. I think the Giants might have took Floyd if the Bears didn't jump ahead there.
I'm glad they didn't take Floyd. Honestly, I would rather have Apple.
Yeah, I think that was the guy they actually were targeting. But then that's why the Bears.
Yeah, that guy looks like he's built like a tight end, not a linebacker or a defensive end. And we had a needed corner. You know, you never have enough of them, and we only have two good ones.
He could be like another Deion Jordan. He could turn into something like that. You know.
Yeah, he plays
for Miami. Got a couple of years ago, and he's been a bust.
Yeah, you know, we need size. You know, a guy like Hargreaves can, you know, him matching up against Dez Bryant. I mean, you know, think about that, you know.
Well, you would figure the other guys, you know, their top two, other two corners would be matching up with Bryant, right? I mean, you would
think but there's going to come a time he's going to, you know, eventually
true.
He's going to be
out of there eventually at something.
Yeah, he's going to be a starter, and you got DRC who's only got 2 years remaining on his contract, and he gets nicked up from time to time too, so. This guy is going to see – he's going to get playing time. You pick 10th overall, you're going to play, you know.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. He's going to play. And they're looking at him as a future player for them, obviously. Yeah, they would have made this move.
Me and Pete were talking earlier. I even said, I said, don't be shocked. And this is before the Giants took him, if Apple goes ahead of Hargreaves, because there's a lot of people who liked him. There were some people who liked William Jackson and Hargreaves.
Yeah, well, I heard even in Miami, who was looking at corners, I heard they could have took an Apple over Hargreaves as well, that they liked him because
right.
of the size. Because of the size, people right. are worried in Hargreaves' size.
Right.
And if they get
yeah, he's
got to
go up against big, strong receivers. This ain't college, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
the rumor that he's
not going to be good, but you know.
Yeah, there's also the rumor
like
that he made up on plays. Yeah, I like Audie Burns too. I like Audie
Hawkins,
but I
kind of... Yeah, and stuff, and...
I'm surprised
you know.
Mackenzie Alexander's slipping like this. I mean, he's a good player.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's
going to
be
I
a
thought
nice
that
pick
lineman that San Francisco trading up to take that offensive lineman. What was that all about?
That's a typical Chip Kelly bad fucking trade, man.
Like, what,
I don't
what
know
is that?
What the hell is, I don't know what the hell he was
not that guy
there,
had
Kelly.
I would have been there for them had they stood still. When they were trading up there, I thought maybe they were going for Jack. You know?
Yeah.
They could add Buckner and Jack. That would be two nice additions.
That would have been. I thought they were trading up for Connor Cook, actually, when I seen it.
That would have even made more sense. Yeah, that would
have
made more sense. I don't know. I mean, even if you need old line help, he was kind of a reach.
So who would be your ideal pick here for the Giants in the second round?
Well, I really want a linebacker bad. But if they took Henry, the running back, that's probably the one offensive player I could live with them taking here.
I see them going defense.
They could go wide receiver.
Or they may take maybe if what's his name? If he's out there, they'll take Tyler Boyd, maybe. That would be a good pick.
Yeah,
too.
I like him a lot, too. But I think they should, you know, address linebacker. But I wouldn't doubt if they take an end.
they could take an end, but there's linebackers out there. You got Deion Jones who's still out there. You know, a linebacker
got,
I like, even that in the second round. Yeah,
you
oh, Jack is
Bradley
there, obviously.
Too. Jack
yeah,
Bradley,
Jack is there.
Sue Craven.
I'd rather have Deion Jones, I think, than Ragland, though. Ragland's just like a big body linebacker. I'd rather have a guy who can move around, and you know what I mean? Maybe in the third round, Scooby Wright out of Arizona.
Yeah, Scooby Wright. Yeah, Scooby Wright. Third, nice third-round pick.
Yeah,
there's
he's
also
a beast.
Kentrell Brothers is a good linebacker, too, from Missouri. And Kyler Fackrell
yeah.
from Utah State.
Even it's boy, Cravens. That guy.
Yeah,
but,
Cravens, Sue Cravens, oh, and Joshua
go
Perry.
Yeah, they'll probably go D-line because they just always love stockpiling the line.
Well, I could see them taking Noah Spence if he's there. I could see the
that's
Giants
a possibility.
Spence.
I don't think Noah Spence
seven
gets
guys.
Past. Yeah, I don't think either one of those guys get past the middle of the second round. Those kind of guys are going to go early.
Well, the Giants picked ninth in the second round, so they got a fairly early second round pick there.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
and
they
then
they, get,
you know, there's a lot of guys to choose from, but I
there really
know,
is. There's a lot. There's a lot more talent left. You know, there's always some decent talent in the second, third, fourth round, but there's really a glut of defensive players available right now. Like
yeah, well, it is a deep, deep defensive draft, and, you know, there's a lot of linemen out there, surprisingly. You know, this draft.
Yeah.
You know,
Jaron
Reed
is
going to
be a nice. Jaron Reed is going to be a nice pick for somebody, too, right now in the second round.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of cornerbacks, wide receivers. Whole lot of Buckeyes.
Yeah, a lot of Buckeyes. You're right. A lot of Buckeyes.
Says something, and, man.
Yeah, the wide receiver run in the, late in the first round. You know,
yeah.
And the corners went, except McKenzie Alexander.
Offensive linemen.
Three top. Yeah, the
three
two
quarterbacks.
Top went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that leaves
back.
A lot of linemen. Yeah, that makes me think the Giants could go line just because there's so many of them out there, and they, you know,
what
they
about
love
offensive
the line.
Will the Giants go offensive line here?
Yeah, it's very
Jason,
possible.
Jason Spriggs from Indiana is still out there.
Yeah,
he's
is that
tackle.
Possible? If it's someone they think they could make a tackle, you know, I don't think they would take somebody who's just like a god, but if someone who they
well,
think
Jason
could make
Spriggs.
A
Jason
burn.
Spriggs is a tackle.
Yeah, no, I know, but sometimes
second round pick.
Right, but sometimes tackles in college become gods in the NFL. You got to be certain.
Yeah.
This guy could be a tackle. If you're gonna invest the second round in here, you got to be certain. But no, I wouldn't be surprised at all. My gut tells me they're not going to take a linebacker. So.
A'shaun Robinson and Andrew Billings, defensive tackles. Jaron Reed.
Yeah, like those are the kind of guys I could see them taking. Someone like that. Yeah.
Hassan Ridgeway and Austin Johnson. There's some really good. Chris Jones.
Somebody
from Mississippi
some
State.
Crazy African name from a small school or something. You
yeah,
know?
Or somebody, yeah, that you don't expect, right?
One of those long African names you can't pronounce from some small school.
What about Von Bell, safety? What about a pick like that?
Yeah, they could use a safety. They got a lot of question marks at safety right now. So that's always a possibility, too. Von Bell wouldn't be a bad pick there either. Imagine another Buckeye.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
That might be actually a pick. I would take him over a defensive lineman if I was them. Now, they
yeah.
signed two good defensive linemen. Listen, you never have enough linemen, but they signed two good linemen.
No, you do need depth, and especially when you have defensive ends and Spagnuolo's system, he likes to rotate his ends, which is good because it keeps him fresh.
Yeah.
But they have the guy they drafted last year, 00, who missed most of the season, the third round that they're high on. He's an end, and hopefully, you know, he can be worked into the rotation. I mean, I guess, you know, I know it's cliche, but I just want the best player available. And hopefully it's a linebacker.
Well, you got two good rounds tomorrow, second and third round. And there's a lot of talent to go around, I can tell you that.
No, there definitely is. This has been one of the most exciting drafts in years. Like, I had
yeah,
a feeling
really
a lot of action, but this is living up to it.
Yeah, no, it is. It definitely was. And like I said, it wasn't the greatest draft as far as
top-notch talent throughout, but there's a lot of really good players in this draft.
And you know what? We really don't know. Time will tell. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Like, they can
be guys
that some of these guys aren't going to turn into great players, right? So
yeah, and you're going to have guys that are in the third round better than the guys we just watched get drafted. It happens every
year.
Somebody's, you know, it just happens. That's the nature of it. Yeah. All right, man. Well, anyway, I'm going to put you back on the phone with the Fat Mamba. Hold on.
All right.
The Fat Mamba. Dub, man.
What's going on, man? Yeah, so we're just going through. There's a lot of defensive players out there. It's a
whole other level,
man.
Hell yeah.
Right? There's some serious talent out there.
I want the Raiders to go all defense. Maybe if the offensive lineman like LaRaven Clark's available, maybe take a guy like him in second or third round. But just defense. Got to build up the defense.
Yeah, I mean, I really want Mackenzie Alexander in Miami.
Exactly.
If they could somehow get him, that would be a steal for them in the second round, I think, if they could get him. He's exactly what they need, and he's still out there. So I would even consider trading up for him if I was done. Okay, good.
He's one of the better quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, other than him, we got him, Xavier Howard still out there, Kendall Fuller, Will Redmond, you know, those type of guys. Those are probably the best ones available. Then there's some third and fourth round talent out there. But yeah, Mackenzie Alexander is definitely one of the better, probably the best, by far the best corner out there right now. I mean, he has a first round grade on my. You know, my mock. So I think that would be a good pick. And the guys just talking with Dudu Brown about the Giants. I could see the Giants taking a safety there. Maybe taking a Von Bell. That might not be a bad pick for the Giants right there.
No, not at all. I mean, the Giants need help on defense. It's no shock. But
well, do they finally go linebacker? But I think they'll wait for the third round.
You do, huh?
I think Dudu's gonna be sitting there wanting a linebacker again. It's gonna be the fifth round. He's gonna still be waiting for it.
Well, hopefully it happens tomorrow in the second or third round, because I don't know. It was a little
bit out of shape.
Oh yeah.
So
what
were you surprised?
What other surprises
didn't get picked?
What didn't get picked? Other than Jack, I'm surprised Mackenzie Alexander with all those cornerbacks didn't get picked. Gotta be honest.
Yeah, I agree.
Artie Burns, I would put him ahead of Artie Burns probably. You know, and just maybe you know.
I would have too. I mean, I kind of like. I would have took him over Artie Burns. And, you know, obviously Miles Jack, Reggie Ragland, right? And another guy.
Sean Reed.
So many good defensive players that are still out there. It's amazing. Sean Spence, Kevin Dodd,
yeah.
Andrew Billings. I mean, there's a lot of talent tomorrow. I mean, so tomorrow is going to be a lot to look forward to.
And the opposite end of that spectrum, I would say right now the thinnest crop of players out there are probably the wide receivers. You had that big run in the, what was it, three or four in a row, and now you're looking a little thinner at wide receiver. Maybe one or two prospective second rounders. I mentioned Boyd before.
Tyler Boyd, Michael Thomas, right?
Yes.
Braxton Miller.
Shepard, maybe.
Charles Shepard and Farrah Cooper, really, probably the best guys left. Rashad Higgins, too, Colorado State. Those are probably the best guys, and they probably all won't go in the second round. I don't see another five receivers going in the second round. I think with all this defense left, there's going to be a big defensive run in the second round.
Yeah, and I'm also shocked about, I mean, as we talked about this before, but about the amount of defensive tackles still on the board. There's a lot of beef left.
Yeah, usually that's where teams want to load up, right, at the tackle position, and they kind of, I guess the second round, you're going to see a big run on that.
Connor Cook, a quarterback. I could see Dallas maybe. If Dallas tried to trade, I would think Dallas would definitely go defense. But you know what? If they tried to trade in to get Paxton Lynch, they may be a spot for Connor Cook, Dallas.
Correct. I mean,
you know, that might be.
You have to get someone. You can't, if Tony Romo goes down again, you can't have a stiff playing quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. You got to have someone with a little bit of upside, you would think.
Yeah, and you got to start thinking of your future, right? You got to start thinking of, you know, you really can't count on Romo lasting the whole year. So the 49ers traded 3 picks to Kansas City in that trade. I don't know what all the picks were, but 3 picks. I mean, that's just.
For Josh Garnett, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's just a bad. I mean, that's a Chip Kelly bad trade. This guy's going to ruin another team. I mean, I don't think.
And you knew he was going to go with his Oregon guy, Buckner, in the first round. It was his first pick.
Miami should have fleeced the Eagles last year for Deion Jordan when he wanted Deion Jordan. They missed that opportunity. If they made a horrible pick that year, and they should have took one of those offensive tackles that year. But
yeah, you can't hit on all the way, picks, man.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. Right? I mean, coming out of college, Jordan looked like the real deal, so it's kind of hard to predict, right?
Exactly.
And Saturday, we got a lot to look forward to. On Saturday, we'll be recapping the second and third rounds.
The harder to draft.
Yeah, we'll be talking about who's left, you know, potential steals on day three on Saturday. And we're going to have Carlis Taylor with us as well, joining us to talk football.
Awesome.
So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Nice to have an insider sitting in with us.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
And we'll see where, you know, we'll see where, you know, maybe he's close to, maybe right after the draft is where he might get signed.
Yeah,
know,
that's
so
where he's going to get signed after the free agents go.
Another defensive tackle, so that'll be good. I would love to see him signed.
Yeah, me too.
And then, so we're gonna have a good time. We're gonna talk. Go over tomorrow. So tomorrow we could take in everything, and then Saturday we could just talk about it all Saturday morning, from 9 to 12. We'll be indulging in football.
They'll be picking while we're having the show too, right?
I think it starts at noon. We'll be getting off the air when it starts. Yeah, it starts at 12. Yeah, so we'll be going up to 12. Yeah, we'll have a lot to take in anyway, and then we can make some predictions for day three of who we think like the top players left are and
Absolutely. Stuff
like that. So that'll be a lot of fun.
And will Miles Jack get picked by then? That's the big question. We hope so.
Yeah, I think Jack goes. I think he'll go.
Yeah.
He'll be one of the first 5 to 7 picks tomorrow, I would think.
Yeah.
I mean,
if not,
then the slide could go. Who knows where the slide's going, you know?
Exactly.
Maybe tomorrow he is getting microfracture surgery tomorrow. Who knows? You know, if he gets microfracture surgery, teams are screwed. That's why they don't want to take him in the first round. But second round is worth a gamble.
Also, Jalen Smith from Notre Dame. He'll probably get picked tomorrow, too, at some point.
He'll probably be late third round, I would think, right?
Some team will take a shot.
So,
maybe predict the Titans. They're going to take Jalen Smith at some point.
Yeah, well, they have a lot of picks.
Exactly.
They have the picks to do it, so that's something I could definitely see happening there. Or somebody trades up if they really like them, like one of these guys.
Can happen. There's been plenty of deals so far.
I mean, it has to be a team that likes Jack enough to take him in the second round, I would think.
Oh, that has to be. I mean, a guy has a top 5 grade. You got to figure.
Team's
got to
show some. You know, this is where teams got to show some balls and take a chance and potential high reward. You know, a big reward if it pans out for you.
Oh, I heard Reggie McKenzie had him in yesterday for a little bit of a look-see, kicking the tires, and maybe the Raiders are the team that is going to trade up, or maybe he falls to him.
Yeah, maybe he might fall to them. That's the thing. And they'll be doing cartwheels in Staten Island tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, I'm going to let you go. It's late. I'll let you go for the night. And
great job, man.
Saturday morning. We'll pick this up Saturday morning.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, thank you. Thanks for calling in and helping out. And, I'll talk to you tomorrow anyway during the draft.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, man. I mean, it's great, man. It's happy draft day.
Happy draft day, man.
All right, man.
Tell Doodoo Brown I said thank you, all right?
You got it, man.
All right, man. Speak to you soon.
Good night.
Good night. That's PDB, our football insider, talking some NFL. So it's been a crazy day. It's been a busy draft. It's been an exciting draft and a lot of trades, a lot of surprise picks like we talked about. So tomorrow should be even more fun. With all the talent left out there, tomorrow is going to be an interesting day. So before I get into my final thoughts here, I just want to say the Atlantic City Boardwalk, you can get your geek on. So the Atlantic City Boardwalk Con, the region's hottest comic convention, celebrating comics, cosplay, and all things geek, from exclusive guest panels to industry professionals, including Marvel and DC artists and writers, all the way to celebrities from your favorite movie and TV shows, including The Flash, Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Sons of Anarchy, Orange is the New Black, and more. AC Boardwalk Con is bringing the best to Atlantic City May 13th through the 15th at the Atlantic City Convention Center. Tickets are on sale at www.doacbc.com, where you can also find the full list of events and guests. Be sure to follow ACBC on Twitter and Facebook at DoACBC for live convention updates. Be part of the action. Visit doacbc.com for tickets today. So, like I said, with the draft coming, rounds 2 and 3 coming tomorrow. You have round 1 in the books. Good draft, some good picks, some questionable picks, some trades, some questionable trades for sure. San Francisco, I mean, listen, some of these other teams traded a lot to move up, but they moved into the top 10. San Francisco traded 3 draft picks to move up to 26 and took an offensive guard that they probably could have got in the second round. I mean, what are they doing? I'm sorry, but I have to rant on that a little because that is just a bad trade. The more I look at this trade, that is a bad trade to San Francisco. This is a guy they probably could have got if they stayed put in the second round. They jumped up for a guy. I thought they were jumping up for a quarterback or jumping up for something, Miles Jack. They jumped up for a guard that they could have gotten if they stayed in their position. It made no sense. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't get it. So, you know, here you go again with the same old Chip Kelly stuff here. He's going to another team, and yeah, they're saying he's not making all the decisions, but obviously he has some kind of influence on these decisions because this has him written all over it. So we'll see. Tomorrow night, the draft will be rounds 2 and 3 at 7 p.m., and then Saturday, rounds 4 through 7 will be on starting at noon on Saturday. So that'll be a nice couple of days of just sit back, relax, and draft. And everybody loves to draft, so everybody just loves to sit and take this all in. And tonight was just an exciting night to get through it. It really was. And you had guys like Tunsil slipping at 13. And so we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens. We're going to see what happens tomorrow. And like I said, Saturday we have a great show planned. Khalif Taylor coming on, and PDB will be on. I'm sure Doodoo Brown will be calling in, and plus all our other callers. So it's going to be a football fest on Saturday. We'll also be touching other things Saturday morning. When we start the show, we'll get into baseball quick. We're going to get into NBA and NHL playoffs because a lot's going on in the NBA playoffs. The Hawks advanced tonight. They beat the Celtics. They win the series 4-2. So they open up with Cleveland in Cleveland Monday night. The Capitals beat the Penguins in overtime tonight, 4-3, so they take a 1-0 lead in that series. So this all stuff we're going to touch on Saturday along with the baseball. The Mets are hot, the Yankees are struggling, but we're going to get into all this stuff Saturday morning early.
But then we're going to get into football, and it's going to be all football after that on Saturday. So definitely looking forward to that. And we'll take some calls in the first hour on other stuff. You know, if any baseball fans, Mets or Yankee fans want to call in, they got to call in early on Saturday. We're going to touch baseball very early. But then once we get into football, it's going to be all football. And whoever wants to call, they can call, talk to Pete, me, Pete, Carlise Taylor. If they have any questions for anybody, Tony Brown, they can talk to any questions or just call in and talk with us because we're going to be talking football draft and it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm going to take another quick commercial break and then come back and wrap this up.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Welcome back to the Mojo Sports Show. And before I let you go, I'm going to add one more little thing. Like I always talk about, we have some great shows on this network. Besides the Mojo Sports Show, which I'm thankful it's going very well. I got some great listeners and callers every week. We have great shows, everything from comedy, the Big Weenie Show, the Big Weenie Castanini Show. We got wrestling with Mike Ferrara and LAW Wrestling and the Smith Hart with the Hart Grapevine. We have Totally Driven Radio with Bay Ragney and Nick Wilkerson and Jimmy Giannetti. And we have Eight Floors Up. We have Big Daddy's Hard Talk. We have Uncle Shawnee's Playground. And we have just so many great shows. Coco and Wee Wee Show, which everybody's favorite sisters, hysterical every Wednesday, hump day at 9:30 a.m. And so I'm going to play a quick commercial on that. And then,
so everybody can know when the times
are. Are you ready to be totally driven? Totally Driven Entertainment Network has a full lineup of shows dedicated to total entertainment. Starting on Mondays, we have the always relevant and often hilarious Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. That's at 6 p.m. And at 11 p.m., go 8 flights up and get your mind right. Tuesdays at noon, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira covers professional wrestling news, rumors, and one-of-a-kind interviews with professional wrestling performers and insiders. At 8 p.m., join Smith Hart of the legendary Hart family dynasty for the Hart Grapevine as he goes behind the scenes and shares his knowledge of the professional wrestling industry and some truly remarkable special interviews, too. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m., the Coco and Wee Wee Show asks the age-old question, who do you love, who do you shove? And at 8 p.m., the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Hour brings you the best in cosplay, comics, video games, and more. Thursday nights at 5 p.m., Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira returns to the airwaves to cover professional wrestling news, results, and more. At 8 p.m., Totally Driven Radio, the show that started it all, brings you the best in topical conversations, celebrity interviews, exclusive musical guests, and so much more. Your Friday night would be incomplete without a trip to Uncle Shawnee's Playground. Join Uncle Shawnee at 8 p.m. and prepare to be offended, but, you know, in a good way. At 10 p.m., don't forget the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, bringing back the golden age of professional wrestling. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., the Mojo Sports Show starts your weekend off with a healthy dose of sports mojo. Get the latest news, scores, results, and more every Saturday morning. At 9 p.m., Totally Driven Radio rocks. Bay Ragney unleashes his inner beast as he takes you on a heavy metal journey and looks at the music he thinks rocks. That brings us to Sunday morning, the perfect time for a big weenie. At 10 a.m., the Big Weenie Castanini Show goes live around the world. And ending the week at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights, join the TV Nation for your weekly dose of the Nerd Herd and talk all things comics, TV, movies, and pop culture. Remember, get driven, stay driven.
Welcome back to the Mojo Sports Show, and just wanted to give everybody a guide of what we have on this station, which is just what great shows all around, and everybody really gets sick of the same old shows. Come check out some of our shows, because we really got some entertaining shows here, and you will not be disappointed, I promise. I would not steer you in the wrong direction, you know that. So, all right, so like I said, so we'll be back on the air Saturday morning at 9 a.m. with another draft special. We'll be covering other sports as well, so if you want to call in and talk anything. But just that'll be early, the other stuff. So from like 10 to 12, it's going to be strictly football on Saturday. We're going to be talking NFL draft with Carlise Taylor, PDV, and Doodoo Brown, and myself. We're going to be talking nonstop. We're going to be reviewing the second and third round. And we'll be getting into best plays available in the fourth round and go from there. So definitely tune in Saturday morning. It's going to be one hell of a show. And I definitely look forward to everybody calling in and listening. And if you want to call in and talk football, baseball, whatever you want to talk about, you can call in. Feel free. And thank you. I would really want to thank everybody for joining me tonight as it was a late night. Whoever, you know, people who listened tonight and called in or was going to listen to the playback, just want to say thank you, you know, for joining. I know it's a late show. It's hard for everybody. Everybody works tomorrow. I got to work tomorrow. I got to get up in like five and a half hours. So I'll be dragging tomorrow on, but it's Friday, so that's a good thing. But I really want to thank everybody who contributed. I want to thank PDV. I want to thank Mike Ferrara. I want to thank Doodoo Brown. And I want to thank Jeff from Long Island for calling in today. And help make it a good show. Nice special to do on a Thursday night. You gotta have a special for a draft. You gotta have a draft special. And you know, how can you not have a draft special? It's the NFL draft. It's one of the best days of the year for a sports fan. So, but thanks everybody, and I will be back and speak to everybody Saturday morning. So have a good night and a great weekend, and I'll speak to you then.